Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at TERO.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are hanging out with us again today. You know, from time to time, what we really like to do is spotlight some of the great restaurants that we have throughout the Midwest. And this is one of those opportunities. My guest is Kathleen McGuire. And Kathleen McGuire and her husband, Jacob Demers, has a restaurant called R.I. We'll figure out what that means, what they're doing, and why in just a moment. Kathleen, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So let's start out with the beginning. How many years of culinary experience does Kathleen McGuire have?
Zero.
All right, zero. How? Ding, 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 ding.
I make a great mac and cheese.
And your husband, Jacob?
Many, many more than
many
me.
Many years. So he is the chef. You pay the bills.
I pay the bills. I do the business.
You wash the window, whatever.
Yeah, dishes. I'm excellent at dishes.
All right. And kind of. Jacob is in the kitchen right now, ladies and gentlemen, working on stuff, so that's why I get Kathleen. Tell us about the genesis of R.I., and why do you call it R.I.?
Yes, so my husband, Jake, he is really the mastermind behind all of this. It's been his dream for as long as he can remember. He started cooking in kitchens in Rockport, Massachusetts when he was 13.
Wow.
And he just grew to love it, I think, drew to some wonderful mentors. And he just continued that dream through his teens and 20s. And, you know, we've lived in a couple of different cities since then. And when we met on our first date, he said, "It's my dream to have a restaurant. I want to do this myself. I want to cook my food." And I was like, okay. Let's do it, you know? And it took us a few years. And we finally made our way back to Des Moines, where I am from originally. And here we are with R.I. And the story really captures that whole journey. The R stands for Rockport, Massachusetts, where Jake is from. And I for Iowa, where we are now. And the food on the menu really represents that journey. We feature a lot of New England dishes as well as some Iowa favorites. And then we like to sprinkle in a lot of technique that Jake learned along the way in Michelin star restaurants in Chicago and food to, table to food restaurants in Denver, and just, you know, put it all together as his culinary journey.
Now, let's just talk about that for just a moment. When you talk about Michelin star restaurants, that's a big deal. Can you explain that to folks?
Yes. So the Michelin star is a rating system. It started a long time ago. It's the same Michelin tire company that everyone knows. It started out as a travel guide. You know, these are the restaurants we think you should eat at. And so when Jake was in Chicago, you know, it's part of the reason we moved there was so that he could learn some of these techniques and everything that, you know, comes along with a Michelin star restaurant. It's different than, what we're doing here at RI or what you eat at a lot of different places around the Midwest. There's just really an extra level of care and precision and quality that you just can't find in a lot of places. And he learned so much from that experience, not only about the food, but also about how kitchens work. And he tries to bring pieces of those things to RI.
Got it. And R.I., by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is located right smack dab in the center of the Des Moines Metro in Windsor Heights, 66th and University, as a matter of fact. We'll have the website up on our radio blog, of course. But how would you define the food? And you're only open at dinner, right?
Yes.
Tuesday
through Saturday.
Why are restaurants not open on Monday? What's the deal?
My husband would like to, have a weekend. we're always happy if someone has an event on a Monday, then we could probably figure something out. But we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and from 5 to 10 on Friday and Saturday.
And the nice thing about that is, if you're done at 9 o'clock at night, you don't have the late night hangover going on.
Right.
I mean, that's brutal.
Yeah. You know, we want to serve, you know, people like a wonderful dinner and some mm-hmm. wonderful cocktails and, you know, get them on their way. And it's fun because that way we can really keep the quality up and the experience light and fun. And, you know, we just love what we're doing mm-hmm. and we're so happy about it.
Her name is Kathleen McGuire, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about RI Restaurant. It's a relatively new place that's opened up in the center of the greater Des Moines metro. When the clientele, people that come here, now this spot has been a restaurant in the past, and I think for a long time, decades. And how do you start to define your similarities or differences? Similarity is you're in a very well-known location. Differences, though, would be what?
Well, we really wanted to kick off with a bang to show that we're different. And part of the way we did that was through a pretty sizable renovation of the space.
It's beautiful.
We really wanted to highlight the amazing architecture of the space, including the beautiful tile floors, which have been here through all the different iterations, but we really wanted to feature them. Also, we opened up the kitchen wall. It's all glass so that the kitchen really becomes part of the dining room, part of the experience. You can actually see all the way into the kitchen from the street, which is a nice little marketing opportunity
sure.
for us. But it becomes dinner and a show. And Jake really wants people to feel like he is a part of their experience. Because he's the one that's kind of creating this and it's making this. And it's wonderful for him to see also people's reactions. So that was the biggest way that we tried to, right up front, hey, we're new, we're different. Come check out our beautiful space, our beautiful food. And we've really benefited from the new, but we've also benefited from the history of this corner.
Yeah. How many tables?
We have about 20 tables.
Mm-hmm.
We seat about 50. And it's just the right size for us. We're able to maintain really high quality dishes and high quality experience. It's not just about the food and the cocktails here. We have wonderful staff that makes really adds to the experience, makes it a little bit different, a little more unique. And so we really, it's a rounded out experience from all points of the dinner.
Kathleen McGuire, ladies and gentlemen, the restaurant is called RI. We will, of course, have links up on our radio blog so you can see more about this. We'll also do a couple of photographs as well. All right. So how long have you been doing this? Are you tired yet?
Just a little. I need a nap every once in a while. So we've been open since September 10th.
Yeah.
It's been a wonderful couple of months, a huge learning experience. Jake just really couldn't be happier. I think for him, being able to cook his own food mm-hmm. is just so rewarding. You know, I think all of us would love to pursue our dreams and our passions, and it's really wonderful that I get to support him through that. And you can see it on his face. Even if everything doesn't go perfectly well or we have a slower evening, he's just still so happy that he gets to share his passion mm-hmm. with the greater Des Moines
yeah,
area.
Yeah. It is important. You've got to love what you do. Talk to us a little bit about how you market this. How have you gone about letting people know that you're here and what you're doing?
I think that our story really resonates with our guests and the people that hear about us, this journey that Jake can take people on. And so that really helps us get out there because people like to talk about that kind of stuff. It really means something to him and to our staff. Also, you know, it really comes from the experience that our diners have. If they have a good experience, they're going to go tell people about it. And word of mouth is so crucial for us. We're, of course, doing lots of social media
sure.
and emails, but the word of mouth is really what drives a lot of that stuff. The social media helps, like, reinforce it. And let me tell you, Jake's food is definitely Instagram worthy. It always has been. And so we definitely benefit from that. And it's really fun to be able to share what he's working on. And people can feel like they're a part of the restaurant. So we have, hopefully it's kind of coming from all angles
mm-hmm.
To everyone out in Des Moines.
Yeah. What about your clientele? This is kind of a destination point.
It is.
Because it is special.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as high priced as what some folks might think as I looked at the menu.
Yes.
But it still is that destination point. And the entire atmosphere here just seems to be very hip, very kind of, excuse the word, trendy, but it's very nice, clean. Mm-hmm. So who is your clientele? Can you define that?
Yeah, I think that first and foremost, people that are looking for a really interesting culinary experience tend to find us. That's what they associate Jake with, is these interesting dishes and combinations of flavors and techniques that come from his experience outside of Iowa. I also think that we kind of have like two different groups. We have people, you know, that are my age that are, you know, in their 30s and they're working and they want to have some cool thing they can tell their friends about. Sure. And some cool experience and wonderful cocktails. And we also have kind of some of our my parents' age, like some baby boomers, and they are looking for a unique thing to tell their friends about too, a unique experience that's different than what they've had in Iowa in the past. I think everyone that dines here is always excited that we're pushing the culinary scene forward in Des Moines, which is super important to Jake.
And I'm going to name drop here. Kathleen's mom is Andy McGuire, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening anywhere in the Midwest, you would know that name almost immediately. Good friend of ours as well. What about Jake as the chef and the customers? Is that an interaction that happens at your restaurant a lot?
Yes. Jake works really hard to be able to come out of the kitchen and interact with our diners, which is important not only as an owner, but also as the chef. It helps him connect with his diners, which he's trying to serve. So it helps him understand the needs of our customers. And I also think it's such a special treat for our diners to be able to meet the person that made their food, ask questions, hear about where his ideas come from. As his wife, I can tell you his ideas come from so many places, and I can just sometimes see the wheel spinning at the most random times during the day, and I go, okay, he's thinking of a new dish.
Now, sometimes do your guests often say, hey, by the way, Jake, have you tried to do X, Y, and Z, and maybe offer up a request, if you will?
Oh, yes. We get requests and ideas from all kinds of people, which is helping guide us really through these first couple of months. You know, we know what we know. And our customers have wonderful experiences to draw from. And so we're learning from them as we decide, what should we feature next? What kind of event should we do? Is there a flavor? Is there a product? Is there someone we should be reaching out to work with? You know, how can we bring that all in? And it's wonderful to get that feedback, especially being new. I've never worked in a restaurant until now. So it's so interesting for me. You know, Jake, he's a little more used to it. But I love the ideas. I love the feedback. Mm. I mean, who doesn't?
Now, are you here most evenings as well?
I am not. So I, you know, work full time outside of the restaurant and then help with a lot of the other tasks, you know, besides the cooking here. I try to be here when I can and when it's busy, you know, when they need an extra set of hands to wash dishes.
Right. I totally understand. When you're into this kind of a business, if you own any business, I was just with a good friend of mine last night and we were talking about owning your own business and you know, how many people say, oh, I would love to own my own business because, you know, you can work when you want to and you did it. Right.
But if you want to work all the time.
Yeah, right. It's exactly right. 24/7, it would seem like. Her name is Kathleen McGuire. The restaurant is called RI. We will have links to all of that up on the website. What's the toughest thing that you guys face in the restaurant industry?
Well, I think for me as a business person, with an MBA, is that a lot of times in my job or in school, you're, you know, tasked with a report. You don't have to go live it. And I am living, you know, a case study right now with this restaurant. And you have to make real decisions that have real impact. And that's been very interesting for me and challenging for me to think, okay, I really have to pull the trigger on something.
Right.
I think for Jake, the biggest challenge for him in the kitchen is just continuing to push people's comforts a little bit forward. He loves to kind of push the envelope. Hey, I'm going to put something on the dish that you know it's going to be pork, but I'm going to put a sauce with it that you've never had, or I'm going to put an ingredient with it that you've never had. And he just wants to keep pushing, and he's going to, and he's going to be able to keep pushing you guys forward, our diners forward, and he wants to just keep pushing, and that's what he does.
Also, I would suspect, you know, he's not alone in the kitchen. He's got other help there. Mm-hmm. So he's really taking his knowledge and passing it on to others, right?
Yes, and he loves that part of the job. He has two cooks with him in the kitchen. He's also working with some high school students that are part of a culinary program, and they have a competition coming up. And he loves sharing that because, like I said in the beginning, he was shaped by some key individuals early on in his career, and he wants to do that for some people in his life.
Got it. All right. We will have links to all this up on the website. Thank you, Kathleen, for allowing us to be in your place and having this conversation. Good stuff. And say hi to your mom.
I will. She's the best.
Once again, that was Kathleen McGuire, part of the duo that owns RI Restaurant, 66th and University in the village of Windsor Heights. You gotta go. Check them out Tuesday through Saturday. A small business spotlight on a locally owned restaurant. We will have, of course, links to their website up on our radio blog. Well, that puts a wrap on another edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for coming by and listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Kathleen McGuire, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.